Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters, going through a book as long as this one can seem very overwhelming sometimes. So what I'd like to do today is provide a map just so it doesn't feel too overwhelming. The book is actually very, very simple. It's divided into four discussions. So here's the map of the book. The first discussion is about al-iman, faith. What does it mean to be a believer? What does the word believer really mean? And is what we consider to be a believer the same as what God considers to be a believer? The second discussion is about at-tawheed, believing in one God. What does belief in God actually mean? And what's the difference between a person who believes in God and a person who doesn't? The third discussion is about an-nubuwah, prophethood. How does a prophet feel towards humanity? What is his mission? And in what way does he aim to train the human race? And the final discussion is about al-wilaya. What does leadership and connection mean in the religion of Islam? What is the role of a leader? And what is the relationship between individuals who follow a divine leader with one another? These are some of the discussions that we'll be having in this series, inshallah. The method that this book uses in order to discuss these topics is very, very special. Why? Because this book uses the Quran in order to explain these central pillars of the religion of Islam. This was Unplugged, freeing your mind wherever you are.
Wherever you are.